I did. I had a formal interview with him on Tuesday night.
Did you have one with the Giants yet?
Not yet.
What do you remember about your interview with
him? You know, we were just talking ball. I was with Coach Stoutland quite a bit and went over a lot of film. And, you know, he gets eccentric sometimes. And it was really cool for me to sit in there and, you know, let him get as intense as he gets trying to coach me and learn things. And, you know, this is a cool experience for us out here. We're around some of the best and brightest minds in football for the next, you know, week or so, and I get to talk to all these people, which is so cool to me. And, you know, I'm trying to do my best to present myself in a way that obviously is enticing for teams to pick me, but at the same time, you know, I'm trying to learn a lot of things as well and pick these coaches' brains that have been around football for so long and are so well respected. I have not. Well, I've obviously seen Coach Heath stand around and we've checked in with each other, but I didn't have any formal interviews with the Bears. I'm pretty sure he knows a lot about me.
What stands out about his coaching style and when you coach him?
You know, there's nobody that I've been around in this game that is more passionate about what he does. There's really only two things that are important to him, and it's his family and then his offensive linemen. And there's a lot to be said for that in this game. Everybody's kind of always trying to work an angle to up their own career. He doesn't want to do anything but coach O-line, and that's what really sticks out to us as his players. And, you know, he cares for us like we're his own. Obviously, Coach is extremely hard and is very demanding of his players, which I loved. He pushed me to be the player that I ended up standing here in front of all you guys because of Harry Heastan. But, you know, the amount of passion and care that he has, not only for his job, his teaching abilities, and, you know, his players is what sets him apart. You know, Harry helped me with everything, man. He's I came into him as a 17-year-old kid, not really knowing how to do things the right way and how to approach the game like a pro. And he taught me all that. He taught me how to play technique-wise. He taught me how to compete as hard as humanly possible, day in and day out. You know, and taught me how to be a pro off the field as well, on and off the field. So it's been a complete transformation from when I was a 16-year-old kid getting recruited by him to now being 23 and finishing my play 5 years playing for him. I have all the respect in the world for Coach Heastan. I wish him nothing but the best for the Bears. And if our paths cross down the road again, that'd be pretty sweet too. Well, I follow Nick. I talk to Nick probably once or twice every week. He's one of my best friends in the world. I'm standing in his wedding in June, and you know, he's as good of a guy. He's an even better guy than he is a football player, which says a lot about him because he's about as good of a player as you can get to. Hopefully, can continue to stay healthy for the Texans. I know he's had a lot of success down there with their coaching staff. They like him a lot down there, and they should. They should fall in love with him because of the kind of guy he is, the kind of football player he is, and the leader he is. And, you know, playing center down there, you need to command the entire offensive unit, and he does that, and he takes a lot of pride in that. And, you know, sky's the limit for him and hoping that he can stay healthy. That'd be incredible. I'd have a place to live for the first couple months I was there.
How about Will Fuller? You were also teammates.
Yeah, Will and I actually grew up through a high school together, knowing each other. And, you know, Will's a freak talent and one of the best kids you get. And he's a guy that just goes about his work, doesn't say a whole lot, but just wows you when he's on tape. And he's done that since he was a sophomore or junior in high school at Roman Catholic in Philadelphia. So I love Will. Talk to Will regularly too, and he's gonna continue to have a great career with the Texans as well. You know, Philadelphia is that it's a blue collar town, and it's a place where passion is something that they take a lot of pride in, and whether it's for their sports teams, for their families. It's a different place. There's not a lot of places like Philadelphia where you can get people that are as close and as passionate and are willing to say whatever the hell they want right to your face. And so it's one of those things where it taught me who I was. It's where my roots are. It's ingrained in my family, the way that we were raised. And, you know, the competitiveness, the passion that I have for this sport, and, you know, the loyalty that the Eagles fans have for their team, and there's obviously the rest of the sports teams in Philadelphia, you know, kind of makes you, one of the ones that you're playing for, makes you have that much loyalty too.
What is it about Harry's personality?
Yeah, like I said earlier, he's about as good as it gets when it comes to, you know, exuding passionate aggressiveness and intensity about what he does. And there's no detail that he leaves unturned, and he's just so good at bringing the best out in his players. And it's not – he won't let up on you, and he won't let up on – he's never going to let up on the demands that he has for you, but the way that he coaches it isn't going to get let up on until you start seeing what he sees in you. And until I bought into that, until I realized that Harry was with the coaching that I was getting from him was going to make me be standing lucky enough to be standing at the NFL Combine, that's when he starts to really trust you and really buy into you as a player. It's probably started to midway through my sophomore year. You know, everybody kind of takes the lumps really early in college, and I spoke of that earlier. I was a little weaker than most people. I came in lighter, never really played true offensive line before. And it wasn't until I decided that I really wanted to be a Notre Dame offensive lineman under Harry that I started working an hour or two extra every day, whether it be lifting, sets, extra drill work, you know, more film, whatever it was that could give me an upper hand to get into that lineup. And once I started to see that I was capable of doing that, the harder I started to work. No, you know what? I think it's just a chance for all NFL teams to kind of get to know you. And that's why the NFL Combine here, I mean, obviously, you know, everybody glorifies the bench press, the on-the-field work. But, I mean, not many scouts are really worried about Mike McGlinchey's 40 time, you know. So they're really worried about the kind of guy that I am, what I can do for their room, the kind of things I put on film, the way I play the game of football, and, you know, just my knowledge of the game as well. And that's what I'm trying to show here. That's what I'm trying to build relationships with all these coaches and show them who I really am, what I'm really about, and what I'm going to do for them in the future. Just about everything, man. It's the kind of same thing with as my cousin Matt Ryan that I was talking about earlier. Whether he knew it or not, he was helping me from the moment I stepped on campus till I was a fifth-year senior. Anytime I needed to, you know, look at things and technique-wise, scheme-wise of how to do something, I turned back on the 2013 film of when 70 was our left tackle. And he did everything the right way, acted the right way, led the right way, you know, just a total football dude, you know, and everything about him is what I tried to emulate. And he set the example and the standard at Notre Dame for what meant to be an offensive lineman, and I just tried to uphold that the rest of my career.